Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're going to be talking about three tips to help you be happier in your day-to-day life. So, when talking about these three tips, all of this is based on scientific research, and there's three specific activities or actions you could do each day that will consistently improve your mood and your overall happiness and satisfaction with your life. But before we get to that, why in the world would people be dissatisfied or not happy with their life? Well, the first comes to the thought of, what are you currently focused on? I mean, in every moment of every day of your life, you have the opportunity to focus on like all the stuff that's wrong with it or all the stuff that's right with it. I mean, right now, if you were to just think about your life, what's right with your life? Are you breathing? Check. Can you see or hear? Check. Can you touch and feel things? Check. You know, do you have a roof over your head? Check. You're obviously on the internet somehow watching this, so you have access to the internet and, you know, Google, which is smarter than even the most powerful and rich king. You have more answers than at the tip of your fingertips than he could even pay for with his entire kingdom back in the day. You know, do you have the ability to hop on a flight and travel the world in hours? People used to spend months trying to travel the world on boats and in, you know, wagons with, you know, most of the people would die along the journey. It's kind of crazy to think about. So, you know, what are you focused on in your life? What's right with it or what's wrong with it? Because every person on this planet, if we focus on what's wrong with our life, we're going to feel pretty bad about things. The next piece is not only what do you focus on, but what meaning do you associate to it? You know, even if something bad's going on, does that mean it's, you know, God or the universe or Mother Nature preparing you and strengthening your soul to take on what's next? Or does that mean that it's the end and you should probably just give up and quit? That meaning is gonna determine how you feel as well, not only what you focus on, but what it means to you. So if we were to start there, my first challenge would be choose to focus on what's right with your life. Second, choose to find a deep, purposeful, empowering, and positive meaning to associate to it. Now, there's a great book called A Man's Search for Meaning where the author, Viktor Frankl, talks about something he termed logotherapy. Meaning the meaning you associate to something is how you're gonna feel about it and how you're gonna remember it. Highly recommend reading that book. Now, the second part of this episode, which is talking about those three tips we promised you on how to be happier each day, the first is keeping a gratitude journal. What does that mean? It's as simple as each day before bed or first thing in the morning, open up a little journal and write down five things you're grateful for. Ideally, five things that you have not written down before. So each day you have to think of five new things you never thought of that you're currently grateful for. A great app for this is called 5-Minute Journal. Our friends up in Toronto created this, Alex. And it's a great way to capture this each day, you know, things you're grateful for and how you can improve it. So that's one tip. The second tip of how to be happier and more satisfied with your life is to exercise. You know, it shows that if you do 20 minutes of exercise and get your heart rate elevated for 20 minutes a day, endorphins kick in. And if you know the biology of psychology, when endorphins kick in, it sparks your mood. It makes you feel happier. Another thing that go along with exercise is laughter, joy, or humor. If you spent 5 or 10 minutes watching something or listening to something that made you just laugh out loud hysterically, it would also cause that spike of endorphins and that happiness drug in your brain to kick in. But also, so does a good run, and so does elevating your heart rate for a good 20 minutes consistently throughout the day. So the third one would be, go volunteer. Go help someone who you can serve in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's volunteering at a soup kitchen, volunteering at a soccer match for your kids to help out somehow. But when you figure out that you have value inside of yourself and you can offer it to someone else who needs that value, it boosts your satisfaction with life. So I hope you enjoy these tips. I hope you put them into action. Make sure to comment and tell us what difference these made in your life by applying them. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Oh, before I forget, make sure to get the worksheet. We describe some more detail about the scientific research that talks about these tips and how it actually affects your brain and mood, as well as ask you a few questions to help you narrow down how to really implement the whole focus and meaning thing we talked about in the beginning. Have fun with this, and I look forward to seeing you next week, another episode of JRC TV.